A new multimedia performance called Cyclopedia opens February 21st at the Center for Creative Arts. Cyclopedia will run through February 25th. The show is marketed as a new composition that places an eccentric collection of performers on stage, and the performers do things they were never trained for. Dancers start singing, and actors start painting and playing percussion. I caught up with show creator Tim Hink during a rehearsal.
Let's have you start on the floor, Darcy. So you're going to come in and up.
Right now, Tim Hink is teaching dance moves to a group of student performers. It's not exactly ballet what they're doing. It's more avant-garde, modern dance.
I'm finding ways in which dance and sound and visual arts cross paths.
Hink and three students are holding long, white PVC pipes. They're swinging the pipes through the air very slowly and gracefully, like sword fighters in slow motion. Then they whack the floor. Hink is keeping the beat.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
The scene they're rehearsing combines motion and percussion. They move, they make noise. Sometimes they scrape the pipes across the concrete floor. The dance perplexes me. I'm not really clear on what they're trying to express or how it's going to fit into the overall show, so I ask the students about it.
What are you doing?
The thing is, do we actually know yet? We've been made aware of the overarching plot of Cyclopedia, but we're not really sure how the little things that we're doing are going to contribute.
That's Darcy Wright and Olivia Pugh. They're both writing majors at CCA, the Center for Creative Arts. That's a high school in downtown Chattanooga.
I'm really excited to see it come together just because I'm so curious at this point.
Tim Hink, the creator, says Cyclopedia is non-narrative, a work of experimental theater. The audience is going to see a lot of scenes, a lot of strange scenes, repeated over and over and over, but slightly distorted and different each time.
Different performers, different sound, different outcome to the action.
This is a show about ideas, not a traditional story with a plot. The biggest central idea underpinning all the action is reminiscent of that famous Marshall McLuhan phrase, "The medium is the message." Cyclopedia questions the way society shares information, the implications of technology such as email, text messages, and social media.
Those ways of communication affect the communication and distort the communication itself. So it's I think that Cyclopedia is a discussion about the ways in which humans try to communicate, but often are stifled or are filtered or fail. You know.
Hink is a composer and piano player who's pretty well known for creating avant-garde music. This clip you're hearing right now is from an improvisational session at the Easy Lemon Loft. In the past, Hink created a sold-out multimedia show called Rebecca Furiosa and created the New Discord Festival, that's a 4-day celebration of experimental theater and art. Chattanooga's alternative arts scene is growing, and this sounds like it's going to be Hink's biggest production yet. It's also going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars to create Cyclopedia. However, a nonprofit called MakeWork has helped tremendously. They gave Hink a $9,400 grant.
How do you go to the MakeWork people and say, I want to do this, it's not going to have a traditional structure, I'm going to have writers acting as dancers, I'm going to do all these strange things with musicians, please give me $9,000, and they go, sure, sounds good.
Well, you know, I think that says a lot about Chattanooga right now, and Chattanooga has really embraced so many different ideas in the arts and so many different projects. I think we're at a point in Chattanooga where we realize that sometimes the most interesting ideas are the ones that haven't been tried before. And sometimes those ideas fail. And I feel pretty confident about this project because I've got such a stunning group of performers on board that it almost is going to be interesting no matter what they do.
You're a composer. How much experience do you have with things like choreography?
My experience with movement has been really interesting because I have a couple of unique relationships with movement. One is that for the last 12 years, I've been an avid rock climber. So I'm a part of the local climbing community. And that's always been an interesting parallel to my music making and my composing. And it's always been fascinating to me and uncanny how those line up.
You're a classically trained composer. How do you go from doing classical music to this kind of thing?
I think, again, that the shift came really from the movement side of things and also from the visual arts. I've always been an artist. I've always been a mover and very physical. And after 25, 26 years of, you know, classical music training and composition and piano playing, I think there came a point at which I thought it wasn't as stimulating to me as it used to be. And what was interesting to me was more of these sort of like little fringe things that I noticed when I was playing the piano. I'd notice, you know, the way that my breathing was almost more interesting to me than sometimes in the notes I was playing, or that the way that people moved when they entered or exited the stage would be more fascinating to me than what they played while they were on the stage.
So this is a performance. It's going to comment on things like social media. So what social media can people use to get more information about this?
Right. So we have most of our stuff is on Facebook. Again, kind of taking advantage of that social media platform. So on Facebook, we have an event page and just a general cyclopedia page. Cyclopedia is spelled CYCLOPAEDIA. And if you just search cyclopedia, that's likely the first couple of things to pop up there. And then we also have a really interesting campaign going on by Paperwork. David and Mary from Paperwork, they're also Make Work grant recipients. And they've actually just finished two murals around town.
Oh, wow.
That cyclopedia murals, which is really interesting. One's on Main Street and the other is on Martin Luther King.
Cyclopedia starts February 21st, and it's going to run through February 25th at the Center for Creative Arts. Tickets can be purchased at the door. The point of this experimental production is to get people talking, and there will be discussion sessions after all five performances. Again, you can find more information on Facebook. Just look for Cyclopedia or Tim Hank. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.